Lobsters mean big business in Nicaragua. Last year, the Central American country exported, mostly to the U.S., nearly 3 million pounds of frozen lobster tails worth almost $44 million. On Nicaragua's Atlantic coast, lobstering has resulted in a legacy of injured mosquito Indian divers. Catherine Elton reports from Bilwi, Nicaragua.
Ruben Down's uncle chats with him in their native Mosquito as he pushes Down's wheelchair through the muddy streets of Bilwi. Here, on this hurricane-prone coast, where most houses are elevated on stilts, it's common to see former divers like Down's in wheelchairs or using canes or walkers. Down's describes what happened to him.
I was on my first dive when I felt my air was blocked. There was no air. I left my tank on the ocean floor and swam up quickly. I was trying to save my life.
Because 20-year-old Ruben Downs was never trained as a diver, he didn't know that coming up that fast would cause decompression sickness or the bends. The nitrogen in his blood, compressed by the depth of the ocean, didn't have enough time to decompress. Instead, it expanded into bubbles, giving him a brain embolism, a cardiopulmonary embolism, and a heart attack, which have left him paralyzed. This is the only hyperbaric chamber on Nicaragua's Atlantic coast. It's located in Bilwi State Hospital. About 150 divers are treated here for the bends each year. On average, four or five of them die, and dozens more are left permanently disabled.
The mosquito divers, they have never been trained.
Dr. Humberto Castro Olayo is the Bilwi Hospital specialist in hyperbaric medicine.
They use contaminated air with carbon monoxide and other gases. And sometimes the tanks are, you know, they have leaks and malfunctions. There's limits for diving. If you go down to 140 feet of seawater for 20 minutes bottom time, you cannot repeat that until 12 hours after the first dive. But for our mosquito divers, they do that like 18 or 20 times a day. You can't violate laws of physics because you're going to pay for it. So they're paying with their life or with their legs.
Diving for lobster is one of the few forms of employment for the Mosquito Indians who live in this poor and largely forgotten, lush port town of palm trees, flowers, and vast ocean views. Most all of the 2,500 divers on this coast are Mosquito Indians. Nicaragua and Honduras are the only countries in the Caribbean basin where divers are used in commercial lobster fishing. Divers scramble around the ocean floor, killing the lobsters they find before bringing them up to the surface. They are three times more productive than lobster traps, and they can earn as much as $1,000 a month, a small fortune in these parts. Gustavo Medina is the president of the Association of Fishing Companies on Nicaragua's northern Atlantic coast. He says nothing out of the ordinary is happening here.
La industria pesquera en el mundo entero.
Commercial fishing is one of the riskiest industries in the world. But there are not as many accidents as people say there are. There's always so much exaggeration about this. There are not 150 accidents a year.
But Luis Martinez of the Labor Ministry thinks there is a serious problem.
Analyzing the diver situation, we have seen that the healthiest thing to do would be to prohibit diving in the fishing industry, in this case for lobster. But we can't prohibit it just like that, because we'd create another social problem. Remember that this is the most important subsistence activity on the northern and southern Atlantic coast regions.
Instead, the ministry is drawing up new regulations. But many here doubt new laws will reduce accidents. The labor ministry has been unable to enforce the ones that already exist, and the new codes will only benefit the divers who go out on fishing company boats, and not the many divers who use their own equipment and work for subcontractors. Hans Sanders has been in a wheelchair since he got the bends diving for lobster 13 years ago. He thinks accidents among lobster divers will continue until there are big changes in Nicaragua. The only thing that will resolve the problem of the divers, he says, is more employment opportunities on dry land. For NPR News, this is Catherine Elton.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.